Next up, we've got Chaz Rock with The Show. So I have somewhat mixed feelings about this song. First off, I'll say that the music is infectious. And when the chorus hits, it really hits. That line that starts, bang, bang, fingy guns. Like, great. Probably one of my favorite choruses in the round. It's just a really great hook. The slower sections that follow immediately after the chorus, though, they're kind of a downer. So, and lyrically, it just really brings me out of it. So the idea that you're like kneeing your child in the temple, it just, I don't want to think about a father kneeing their kid in the temple. And then in the next chorus, the father asks if the child was stupid from the first knee. Now I hate that guy. And I'd rather that I wanted to dance along with them in their sexy daddy dancing. Like, I want to revel in that with them. But I can't now because I hate them. And that's a problem. Like, you probably want your listener to sort of like you, the characters in your song if they're singing. Maybe not always, but I would have really liked to have been there with them in their dancing and not hating them for being just a shitty father. I know, and this is a nitpick, so, you know, why don't you go to your mother? She's the one who has her head in her hands. I'm just thinking, there's no way that a child does not know who their mother is. Anyway, stupid nitpick, but I just hated that part of the song. So parts of the song I loved, parts of the song I hated. I feel like just some fixing of those WTF lyrics, I think, would have really helped the song. And then it would have easily been very high in my rankings.
But, I mean, we can all agree that we really appreciated the descriptions of that guy's ass.
I didn't go there. I was going to... I would give them a pass on that.
Okay, yeah. Well, me too. But, I mean, if you're going to go into the lyrics specifics, I think you got to land there somehow.
Yeah, you got to get in the ass.
So to speak. Much of what I have to say about this song is negative, too, but I didn't dislike the song. You know, I just found a lot of stuff to say that is critical. The synth sounds are pretty cheesy with way too much reverb, and the vocals have too much reverb. The song is, you know, very much a novelty song, and that's fine, I guess, but this is so novelty. I don't like the vocal melody of the verses, but I do very much like the vocal melody of the chorus, and... you know, whatever that please don't cry part is, maybe we're going to call that a bridge. You know, that melody's fine, but I thought there are a lot of stops and starts in this song, and there's no attempt at any real consistency between the please don't cry sections and the rest of the song. But the song is a lot of fun, and that carries some real weight with me. You know, if I'm humming bang, bang, fingy guns while doing the dishes, then you sort of have me, you know?
Yeah.
So this is going to be hard for me to rank. I'm just not sure where it's going to land.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this song was fun. And, you know, I liked the melody and the groove, although the melody really reminds me of something else. And I've been spending most of my time thinking about this song, like trying to figure out what that melody reminds me of. I haven't figured it out yet. I think the lyrics just really kind of spoiled it for me because it does end up kind of being this novelty song about somebody you don't really like. And it just didn't feel like it had a lot of, I don't know, like all the, you know, thick daddy butt jokes, like, didn't really do it for me, like, humor wise. So I don't know, I just, like, it was okay, you know, like, I didn't, like, absolutely hate it or anything. Like, I thought it was fun as like a song, just listening to it if you're not listening too hard. But I felt like once I started listening to the lyrics and looking into the lyrics, I was just like, I don't know. I'm just not really into this.
Yeah.
It's like intended to be funny, but it's not something that I really find funny.
Yeah, absolutely.